Good morning, Taraji.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. First of all, I know it's early, and I appreciate you getting up to talk with us this morning from the rough. From all accounts, I hear this is an absolutely incredible performance by you.
Oh, thank you.
Obviously, that you know, I don't expect anything less from Taraji P. Henson from Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
All right, of course, this is a story. This is a story about a real-life hero.
Yes.
And, you know, you said that you were a little intimidated by playing a real-life hero. Why?
Because he's still alive.
Yeah.
She could tell me I stink or I was great or bad. But, no, it was good because when I spoke to her before we started principal photography, I asked her how important was it for her that I look like her or talk like her or walk like her.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't interested in any of that. She just said, just tell her story. She said she trusted me as an actress, and she just wanted her story to be told.
Yeah.
And so that took a little bit of the pressure off of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then what started happening on set is, you know, I'd be in the moment, and then there were moments when I would go off book, and I would ad-lib, and I would say something, and she would be like, oh, my God, that sounds just like me. That's
mm-hmm.
something I would say.
Right.
So it actually started happening organically.
Right. See, for people to understand, Coach Starks, she made history as the first African-American woman to coach an all-men's collegiate
team. Woman, period.
Yes. That's wonderful. You know,
mm-hmm.
and the beautiful thing about it is this is one of those stories, you know, that gives you hope that if you put your mind to anything, you know, you can do it. Is that the message that you really wanted to convey here?
Basically, and I know it's cliche, and I know people hear it all the time. You can do anything you put your mind to. All you got to do is believe. But you hear it so many times from, you know, successful people because it works. I'm not
right.
saying that it's easy. You have to have an incredible work ethic. You have to believe in yourself when everybody else is laughing at you or not believing in you.
Right.
And it's hard, but if you do it, it works. I promise you. That's how I got where I am.
Yeah. You know, this is one of the last films that Michael Clark Duncan was in. And,
yeah.
You know, he just came into his own as such a great, credible actor, you know, many years ago. We know that. But what role does he play in this movie?
He plays as kind of interesting. He sort of plays like the guardian angel. Like he's like the eyes and ears, and he's looking over, watching me. You know, he ear hustles to see what's going on around the department because, you know, everybody's not on my side.
Right.
And so I have a lot of haters. And so he's there as my protection. Pretty funny, right?
Yeah, yeah, ironic. It really is.
Angel, now and I have a feeling that he pulled a lot of strings up there. But
yeah.
It's a movie to finally make it to theaters.
Yeah. Well, listen, Taraji, you're just so good in everything that you do, and I'm looking forward to seeing the film. The film is out now, right? Or is it being?
It comes out Friday. It's
Friday.
Limited release. It's only 200 theaters. You know,
mm-hmm.
Black woman in Hollywood still has to prove she can open a movie. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I really need you guys' support on this one.
Tell
and this
that
is a good one. This is a good one. This is a great positive role model for our kids to look up to.
Well, you know, I got your back. as always, from the rough, opening up in theaters, check your listings. I will try to get some listings up for everybody to, let you know where the film is playing in your area. Taraji P. Henson, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you. And
thank you so much. I'm looking forward to that.
All
thank
right.
You.
You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.